Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
I am flying high, amigo.
Okay.
Feeling good, feeling free, feeling open, feeling grounded.
Okay.
All of the wonderful things. How are you?
I'm doing good. We watched UConn beat South Carolina. I was really surprised by that, but yeah, it was really
fun. We sure did.
I wanted South Carolina to win because I love Dawn Staley, but I also wanted Paige to get her natty before she... All right.
Sorry. I did not think I was going to make a noise. I'm sorry. I apologize, Senator.
Anyways, I was saying that I was really excited. I wanted Paige to win a championship before she graduated, so I'm glad she did.
Woo! Wins all around then.
Pretty much, yeah. I would have been happy with either team winning. That's how I felt.
You and me both, sister. I'm glad we're on the same page. And Dayson had to come watch it at my house.
Yeah, my fucking modem took a shit.
Yeah, she had to come watch it at mi casa.
Yeah.
And we ate Cheesecake Factory and it was delicious.
We did. It was really nice.
I'm also losing my voice. Don't know if you can tell.
My voice has sounded weird and raspy for the last like week and a half, and I don't know what that means.
Yeah, mine, this happens when I work a lot, like right after award season when I had that week. This is what my voice sounded like, and it's just from like literally fucking talking. It's from running my goddamn mouth.
Sure.
So at work and yapping all the goddamn time. So
well, what's your excuse now?
You know,
because award season's been done.
Well, oh, that's why I said, like, when I finished, I went right back to working. So I've done talks. I've been filming. Been doing lots of things. Like I did Caleb's show in San Diego.
We did. Yeah. We talked about in the last episode that we were going to it because we filmed it the day before. But now we've experienced it and it was a 10 out of 10 experience. Super fun.
It certainly was. We should have mentioned this in the beginning, but we are filming a week before Coachella because we are going to be at Coachella.
Mm-hmm. We have two back-to-back trips. We're going to New York and then Coachella.
So tell us, how did we feel about Coachella? Did we survive?
Did we look gorgeous?
Did we look stunning and gorgeous? Did we have a ball? Let us know.
Did some of us fall in love? Let us know.
Comment down below. Whether or not we had a good time. But yeah, I just did Caleb's show in San Diego and it was a hoot. We had so much fun.
It was so fun and it was really nice seeing him because we haven't seen him since his birthday. So it's been a minute.
Yes, we haven't seen him since we were in New York and we reunited in San Diego. And it's funny because obviously, it's been a long time since we've seen him, like 6 to 8 weeks since we've seen him in person. But it also doesn't feel like that because we talk almost every day.
I feel that. Yeah.
So that's how I feel about Brittany, too. Like, we haven't seen her in person. I haven't seen her in person.
Brittany, I feel like that more so than Caleb. Even though I talk to both of them the same, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I talk to them almost every single day, if not every day. Same thing with Teffy. Like, haven't seen you in person, but I feel like I have because I have.
That's how I felt when I hung out with Andrew when we went to New York.
Yeah.
And then I realized after we hung out that we've never hung out just us. and we, or like outside of work, we've only ever done work stuff together.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know what I mean? So when we did our pod and their pod, and then when they came on your show.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, when I see them at work, so, like, I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never seen him outside of work.
That's so mm-hmm. That's so funny. Yeah. It's so weird. Probably because the internet's our job, so it feels like real life anyways, but it was really fun.
Yeah.
I had a blast. And the crowd was so fun.
The crowd was so fun. The staff there were really nice.
Yeah, and Caleb's set was so funny.
I know. I don't know. I think he has a few more dates, and he did tell us the guests for the next few shows. So y'all are very much so in for a treat if you're going to any of those.
I'm jealous of y'all.
I don't even know if you guys can buy tickets. I think it's all sold out.
But most likely.
If you can go, you should go. He's unbelievably
funny.
And
they're such fun shows. Mm-hmm. Like, they're such a good time. But yeah, I was a surprise guest. Each guest is a surprise unless you go to the show.
Yeah.
And I'd say everybody was pretty dang surprised.
I know some of the fans saw us outside. And then,
yes.
Yeah, but I was like, there's like 7 billion seats in here. There's no way all of them know that.
Well, and then Virginia told us that she, when she was walking in the lobby, she was like, no, I saw her family. But that could mean she's just here to watch. It's like theorizing. Then I came out, and then I got comments on my TikTok that were like, I'm not kidding. I screamed so hard I blacked out. Which I thought was so cool and fun. But yeah, it was so much fun. I told Jason that at some points during the show, Caleb was making me laugh so hard. I told her I felt like I had to check myself.
Well, this is like while she's on stage.
That's, yeah, what she's like saying. We're on the stage together.
She's supposed to be locked in. We're also an act.
We're bantering.
Yeah.
We're riffing.
Yeah.
And he is making me laugh. And I told her I, at certain points, felt like I had to calm down a little bit. Like, I had to lock in a little bit, because I was like, I need to have a sense of decorum about me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm on the stage.
I'm at work, yeah.
But I'm watching him like I'm in the audience. Like, I'm watching him and I'm like, yeah.
And then what happened?
Yeah, that's crazy. Me not even contributing at all.
That's funny.
But no, it was a blast. We had so much fun. I saw a comment once that said, these people would yes and each other to death.
Yeah.
And that's called sisterhood, in my opinion.
If you will.
But it was a lot of fun. And we brought our family, and Amanda and Carrie, also family.
Mm-hmm.
My in-house whites.
Both of them.
Yes. And it was so much fun. We took a little bus up there together and a little bus back home. And it was fun. It was a good time.
No, it was really fun. San Diego is so cutie. I love going there.
I know. And the crowd was so wonderful. Until I made a joke about them not winning a World Series. That joke didn't land.
Who cares?
My bad. I didn't mean to talk badly about your friend. Sorry. I don't know them.
I don't know them personally.
Sorry. That's my bad. What else have we been up to? Oh, we watched Love on the Spectrum today, the new season.
Yeah, we have like two more left.
I love it.
Yeah, Drew's never watched it before.
I've never watched it. I've never watched it on Netflix. I've watched a lot of clips of it on TikTok, which I obviously always double tap.
Yeah.
But I've never watched the actual show. So today we watched it, and it was so, oh my God, it's so beautiful. It is such a beautiful show.
It's just so well done, and it's so cute, and like,
oh, it's my so gosh. Endearing. I really love it. It's so sweet. It's such a beautiful show, and it's such an honest show, and it's such a beautiful representation of something that I feel like is never really represented in the right way.
Yeah.
Which I think is so sweet, and it's so fucking awesome. And I would ride for my girl Madison into the deepest bits of hell, wherever she needed me.
Mm-hmm.
That is my girl. That's my queen.
My favorite's always been Connor. I know, and from like early, I do love James, and I love Danny too.
Me too.
I love Tanner, obviously. Yeah.
Yes.
But I think Danny and Connor are my favorites. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Madison, I love her.
She's really cute too.
Excuse me, and we just watched an episode where Madison, spoiler if you haven't watched it yet, where Madison and Tyler go on their second date,
mm-hmm.
and he brings her two gifts. And I was, the gifts were like things that are her specific special interests, like American Girl dolls and something Disney related. And she's like so overwhelmed with joy because she's like, oh my gosh, these are things that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I was literally looking at my family and I was like, and you know what's crazy is don't ever let a man tell you that he just didn't know.
Or anyone you're dating, period.
Yeah, anyone at all. Never let them tell you that you're never obvious enough. You need to tell them the things you like in order for them to treat you the way you want to be treated. Don't fucking piss me off.
Even then,
bro.
She told him what she liked and he remembered. So most
exactly
of the time we're
I'm
talking
saying.
About what we like around each other.
And
yeah.
like he remembered and like made sure to remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And said very honestly that he remembered she liked this and that's why he got her this.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrapped it in her favorite Christmas wrapping paper in her favorite color. Fuck off, dude. Don't ever let a man tell you that what you're asking for is too much.
No, literally cried.
To be loved is to be seen. Oh, it's such a beautiful show. I'm a huge, huge fan. Love it. Love it, love it. Dayson said she's going to watch the season finale of The White Lotus.
Today, yeah.
She will report back the next time you see us.
Which will be... Many weeks from now.
Well,
probably 2 weeks into The Last of Us. I think that's next.
But that's when y'all need to lock in and do your homework, like I said last episode. Make sure you guys study up and report back.
I did watch, I think, I can't remember if it was episode 8 or 9 of Yellow Jackets. Someone dies at the end. So if you know what I'm talking about, it was really sad and kind of scary. That episode was scary in a different way. This whole season has just been so scary. And it's been a lot for me to have to handle.
That is kooky bananas.
Yeah. What else? Oh, and then I started watching The Studio on Apple TV because Amanda told me to watch it with Seth Rogen. It's really good. I really like that one too.
Nice.
And then I think that's all I have right now. Okay, we're going to go straight into this week's topic. We're doing part 2 of what questions do you have for us after we've gardened.
Right.
So this first one, these first few are going to be from the Patreon. So this first one, I want to say it's Seely. She has 2 questions. So the number one, her first question is how to come to terms with moving home after a breakup. And then the second one is what are some of your signatures? So like scents, styles, things that make you, you. So
okay, you answer the first one.
Only one of us has had to move home after a breakup.
Right.
Come to terms with it. I mean, I was going through a lot mentally and emotionally that I won't talk about publicly, that like it was like as soon as I came home I felt like I could breathe again. I don't listen to my intuition at all, literally ever, especially when I'm in relationships, so that's why I end up sticking around way longer than I'm supposed to and doing and accepting things that I should not be accepting. So for me, I think for me it felt embarrassing because I was about to turn 28. It was like 11 days before my 28th birthday, so literally my Saturn return. And I had to move back into my childhood bedroom. And my sister was moving literally into a 3-bedroom house with like, my younger sister's moving out of her in-law's house with her boyfriend. Like, so I had a lot of my sister's blowing up in the internet. Like I had all these things around me that should make me feel bad about myself. But I could not focus on any of them because I was just so excited to be home and be back at like in my room, like around my family. But I think coming to terms with it, I think I knew I needed to go home. Like, that's all I kept thinking. I just have to go home. Like, I'm not going to, if I stay here, I don't know what's going to happen. And that feels really bad and scary for my brain. I have to go home and reset. Like, who are we talking to? And we were saying, oh, it's Carrie was talking about it around me. She was saying, like, that's why she goes home. She's from North Carolina. I got to go home and reset, like hit my reset button and be around them again. And when you go through a really big change like that, for me, it was very comforting to know that at least I'm going to reset and I'm going to be around people that I'm very comfortable and feel very loved by, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's, I think there's power in vulnerability, right? So like recognizing that even though this may not be where I wish I was at this point in my life,
mm-hmm.
at least I have somewhere to go to after something like that happens
exactly.
to me.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that's just comes with healing and time, and it's not linear, but it's like shifting your perspective on like, is this happening to you, or are you lucky enough to have somewhere to go to after something that traumatic and awful can happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, I think a shift in perspective is, it's not bad that you get to go home after something like that happens. Yeah. There's no shame or embarrassment in that.
No.
And I think there's power in being like, I need to be at home. I need to be around family. Yeah. I need to go home. Like, I think there's a lot of power in that. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
No. I also did little things in my room where I like, because I lived in that room with my ex too, so it was like even harder for me. I like redecorated it in a way that I had always wanted my room to look like, and she didn't like certain things, so I was able to like, and I had no money, so it was like, it was right around Christmas. My mom had bought me a bunch of stuff I think like didn't fit or it was wrong, so she let me return it, and I used that money to buy like a rug for my room, and I bought like little shelves to put shit up with and art that I bought on Etsy for like $3, like stuff like that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yeah, and I got decent a lot of stuff like that for her birthday.
Yeah, Drew got me new bedding and stuff like that, yeah.
Because I was, like, just starting to make money, like, barely.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't make money for so long when I was doing this.
Yeah.
But thankfully, everything happened exactly the way it was supposed to happen.
For real, yeah.
So I think if, you know, as you go through this new chapter in your life, just, I think when you can try to tell yourself, this happened to me for a reason,
mm-hmm.
and even though it doesn't feel awesome right now, I have to believe that it happened to me for a reason,
mm-hmm.
that's going to ultimately work out in the end.
Yes.
And it's really hard for me to think about stuff like that, but sometimes that's all I have.
Yeah.
But I am working really hard on that. Mm-hmm. That's really hard for me to do that, because I hate when I can't control things.
Same.
That's my me problemo.
And our other question was, what are some of your signatures? So, like, scents, styles, things that make you you.
I'd say signatures, like my nails, my hair, my jewelry. I think my jewelry is, like, a really big part of my personhood. I'm recognizing.
Same. I agree.
My For tattoos. Me. With scents. I do have very specific scents, but we never talk about what scents we wear. But I do have very specific ones. And I just like them because I feel like they smell like me.
Mm.
But I am a gatekeeper of stuff like that. Lo siento.
I used to be really into vanilla scents, like Armand type ones. So I've had to take a break so I can use different scents to make new memories.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I love like a classic one. I wear this one on tour. Everyone kept asking me. It was the Billie Eilish one, the gold one. Yeah. That one is a classic. It goes crazy. Sniff has a really good vanilla one that I fuck with a lot too.
Yeah, I love the Baccarat one, like Baccarat 540 or whatever. That one goes good with a lot of different kinds of scents. Like you can blend that one into other ones and make it smell more unique.
Everyone in LA wears that perfume.
Yeah.
Like there isn't a room I've walked into in LA where it doesn't smell like that.
Yeah.
It's mine, everywhere.
My favorite brand of perfumes are, what's the name of it?
Guerlain.
Guerlain's my favorite brand of perfume. I love a very like light scent. I like a really strong scent, but I like it to be light, floral, like something like really ethereal, really pretty. That's the kind of scent, but really bold. Like you like smell it really strong. And I get that compliment a lot. And that's like probably one of my top five compliments.
Yeah, it means just people, when you say, no, for sure, that you smell good. Yeah, the same way.
Yeah, at the Last of Us premiere, I walked a fan has to take a picture with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went after, when I went up to her, the girl next to her goes, "You smell so good." I was like, "Oh, thank you." And she was like, "Oh my God." I was like, "All right. Take it easy."
This next one's from Brie, also from the Patreon. She asked, "I know how y'all love performing as kids." It wasn't performing.
No.
I never liked performing as kids. I think people think we're like I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like I've gotten that a lot. And I go, I didn't like to perform as kids. When we talk about Drew and my cousin dancing really hard to music videos.
That was like for us.
That was for my cousins. Like we're doing it in the living room and we're not standing in front of everyone. And I'm not dancing. I'm DJ.
I think, right. That's tea.
I know they're thinking of the family reunion. They're thinking of that.
I think what I craved more than anything was attention. Sure. Obviously.
Not me.
Dayson liked attention. She just doesn't like being looked at. I don't know how to describe that, but someone will diagnose you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But Dayson likes attention. She just like wants to get it without having to be looked at. I don't know what that is. You guys let us know. But go ahead and diagnose her in the comments below. But I feel like I think what I liked more than anything was it wasn't just the attention I wanted. Mm-hmm. I wanted to entertain.
Yeah.
So I wanted laughter. Yeah. I wanted applause.
See, I love making people laugh like that. I don't care if people are looking at me. That doesn't bother me.
No, me too.
It's when I'm doing literally anything else. Well, actually, now I don't care. I'm a lot better now.
I was going to say, when you were a kid, it was all of it.
Sure.
As you got older, obviously, that lessened. Yes. But that's what I said. It's like you want the attention. Just like sometimes being looked at is overwhelming to you.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Someone will let you know what you have. Someone will tell you what
that's
you
okay.
have.
That's okay. I have a therapist. We don't need to do that.
I was like, someone will tell you what you have.
I pay someone to do it. You don't need to do it.
Well, that's not going to ever stop them. So I'm just letting you know.
Every episode.
But it wasn't like, and honestly, it wasn't anything about just attention. I wanted a reaction. Like I wanted laughter. I wanted applause. I wanted to entertain. Cause it's kind of similar to like my mom was telling me the other day that like when I was little, like a child, and people would say, "Oh, you're so pretty." My mom said that I would always go, "I know." Like that was like my response to that. That's what I think the attention thing was like, "I know you're gonna look at me. Obvious, you're gonna look at me."
Sure.
But what did you think of the performance? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Besides like, how stunning I am, what else did we think?
That's off the table. Yeah, window. Yeah, yeah. Checked box. What did you think of the performance?
The art.
Like, did it make you feel something? Like, what I needed.
You to our grandpa when we did the hoedown throwdown at the family reunion.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you moved?
Like, I said, were you impressed by the choreography? Were you impressed by the fact that we stayed on beat the entire time? Mm-hmm. Were you impressed that we were able to do it in just a couple minutes turnaround time? Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't know we were going to perform today, yet we did. We showed up. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't enough for me to just be looked at. I had to be given a something, a sure. reaction of sorts.
Okay, so the rest of her question is, I know how you guys love performing as kids. So if you could be a backup dancer in any music video as a kid, which one would it be? As an adult, not as your child age self. Okay. So she said for her, it would be Lose My Breath by Destiny's Child. That's a really good one. Or Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls.
Like as a child?
No. So she's saying, what was your favorite music video as a kid that you as an adult would want to be a background dancer in?
Oh, I see.
Oh my God. You know what? This came on at Pilates. It was Somebody to Love by Justin Bieber. And that one had like Poriotics and like a bunch of different dancers. Yeah. I would have loved to be in that
one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or the boyfriend one, remember? But he freaked out. No, you know what? Fuck it. I want to be in Night Changes by One Direction. Make me one of those girls. Maybe one of those bitches.
It says backup dancer.
I mean, just changing the prompt entirely.
No, I want to be the girl on the date. As a backup dancer. Or Lose Control by Missy Elliott. That would be a really fun one in that one.
I'm trying to think of one with like, oh, Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
That's a really good one.
I would, the choreo goes crazy.
Or Telephone.
Or Run the World, Girls, by Beyonce because the choreo went crazy. Dance for You by Beyonce. I actually do know the choreo on that chair. Okay. I taught myself when I was a freshman in college. So yeah, take your pick, honestly, any of those. I think I would murder. If given enough training.
Okay. This next one's from Elliot, and they asked, also from the Patreon, and they asked, how would you rank the OG Disney girlies by singing ability? So they put Demi, Miley, and Selena.
Well, Demi's obviously the best.
And I would just say that, Demi, Miley, then Selena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy peasy, right, honestly. There. Pretty tea, I would say.
This next one's from Skylar. So she has a question for each of us. So for you, she said, what is your favorite road to episode of Family Guy?
Road to?
Yeah. So she wrote to Rhode Island, to Rupert, to Germany, to the multiverse. Do these mean anything to you? To the North Pole, to Vegas, or to India?
Oh, I see.
Do you actually?
Yes, I do. Okay, okay. Like, it's like they go on an adventure.
Okay.
It's Brian and Stewie.
I'm assuming.
No, yeah, because to India is like, and this is me just telling the plot of the episode. Sure. He goes to meet the lady at the call center because he thinks he's in love with her, and Stewie tags along.
Oh, okay.
If it's the one I'm thinking of. What were the first couple? Because I feel like...
The first one says to Rhode Island.
Okay.
The second one says to Rupert, which makes sense that it's, you said it's Stewie and Griffin, right? Because Rupert says bear.
Yeah.
To Germany. Okay. To the multiverse. I think I've seen that one.
The multiverse one is really funny.
To the North Pole.
Yeah, I know that one. That's when he finds out Santa's not real and he needs to prove it.
To Vegas or to India?
Vegas.
That's your favorite.
Vegas is a great one.
Okay.
It's a great one. I might go watch that after this.
And then she said for me, if you can make any non-gay show gay, which one would you pick? The Summer I Turned Pretty. Like, I know there's queer characters in it, but make the moms lesbians.
That's a great idea.
Or like in Succession, I think it would have been way more interesting if they made Shiv a lesbian. But I feel like the dad would never have respected her. He didn't respect her anyway. So he would have not respected her even more.
Yeah, she would have had even more of an uphill battle.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, this next one's from Midori, also from the Patreon, and she asked, if you were a wrestler on WWE, what would your ring name be?
My ring name? Oh, I would go by Baba Yaga.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that's a good one.
I don't want to do that. There's too many people looking at you.
Yeah, I would hate to do that too, yeah. Because I don't want to do all the jumps and stuff.
It's not even the athletic parts that I hate. It's the showmanship that I wouldn't want to do. So like walking in going, you're going down. I'm not doing that.
I just like
me. Like they throw me in the ground and I have to pretend my back is broke. I'm not doing that.
Well, I don't want you to come push me.
No, I'll be like, you're doing it too hard.
I was like, okay. I thought it was all. Dude, there's this speaking of Family Guy.
I was just saying, did you watch the episode of Bob's Burgers where Louise gets them into like the local like wrestling league?
Yeah, yeah.
And they do it as a trio.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Dressed up as the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's an episode of Family Guy where he gets Lois to go box at like, it's like a local bar thing. They just have two girls box and they're like, he's like, Lois, come on, try it. And she goes, all right, whatever. Right. And she goes, all right, so how does this work? She's in the boxing ring with the boxer. And she's
Lois
like,
says?
Yeah. Okay. And she goes, what do we do? Just kind of play, fight each other, maybe kiss a little. I don't know.
Wait, I think I've seen that on TikTok.
And then she punches her in the face.
Okay. This next one is from Sarah, also from the Patreon. There's one really good one here. I'm going to do that question next that you're okay. really going to like. So Sarah asks, what building in Disneyland would you live in as your home? Or if that's too hard, what land or area would you live in?
Building
in Disneyland.
I'd live in that castle thing above Pirates.
Oh, like
that, like room up there. Okay. You know, there's like a room up there.
Yeah, but like it's okay. Yeah, sure.
Hey,
it's your
within the confines of the rules set.
Okay,
I'm gonna live in there.
I'm all probably the Haunted Mansion.
Ooky spooky.
The Matterhorn. I'd pick the Disney castle. That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd do that.
Okay.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, this next one's from Monica, also from the Patreon. And she said, Drew, are you ready?
Yes.
She said, I'm wondering if you guys have listened to the Epic musical. And if you have, what are your favorite songs? You guys, I'm not joking. This is the only thing. She doesn't even talk about it. I didn't even know what this was till you explained it to me because I asked you, what are you watching?
Yeah.
I did not know what that was. You said, I've been doing all the audios, and I said, I thought they were like from cartoons that people like.
Technically speaking, you're right.
But I didn't know it was a musical. Like, she's my wife. I did not know that audio was from. I had no idea what that was. I had seen it a billion times. I had no idea what it was from.
Yeah, it's a concept album.
I don't, just tell them what your favorite.
No, it's just created. It's created by a guy. He wrote it all, and he's trying to get it picked up by Broadway. Like, sure. So he just basically wrote an entire musical.
Okay.
How about the story of Odysseus? Separated into different sagas. Just to tell you, team, yes, I am familiar. Yes, I have watched the 2 hours.
Sure.
2 hour long animated film on YouTube.com. I went ahead and sent it to our friend Carrie because she also loves Epic. So does Alex.
Of course, Alex does too. That, mm-hmm. that checks out a lot.
She told me when I did the audio that she texted me and told me that she downloaded all of the albums for her flight back from London because she was going to listen to it because she really liked that little audio clip that I had posted. And I was saying, don't ever say I never contributed nothing to the theater side of TikTok.
Sure.
And the amount of people I got saying, I cannot believe you know what this is.
Yeah.
I did not realize that this was such a niche part of the internet, team.
I know. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because you bitches know that I am living on the book talk side of TikTok, like with all of the fairies, my book type shit, like all of that stuff, all of those things, those little balls that they host. I'm seeing all of it. I am seeing it constantly. Okay. So naturally, I think these fandoms tend to bleed together. Sometimes mm-hmm. they run parallel. Anyways, came across my desk. It intrigued me. Listened to it. Then it blew up. And a lot of people told me, girl, you have no idea. So I went and looked it up. And that being said, I'm obsessed with it.
I'm like, okay, so what are your favorite songs?
I have listened to... I listened to the same playlist that's like all of them in order. And shockingly, can I speak freely for the team? Typically, when I like musicals, I don't like songs with male heavy music, like of the male heavy soundtracks, because I'm like, where are the bitches at? Like, I want to sing with the bitches. Yeah. Like, I don't want to sing with the men. Yeah.
No, that's why I said when we were watching Wicked, I was all skip. That's why I felt
right. Like, I am not a dancing through life lover. I'm sorry to say, sorry. I don't like that song. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is it controversial to say? I know it is, but I just like don't care. I want to listen to the bitches, right? I want to sing with the girls. So I am shocked at how much I like this soundtrack because it is literally 90% men. But that being said, shockingly, if you can believe, my favorite songs are Scylla and Mutiny, one after the other. And that means nothing to you. Mm-mm. But that may intrigue some of you. Here's why. I love when there's like harmonies that are like someone singing faster or higher while someone singing lower and slower, and they're like blending. There's just something about that itches my brain so nice. And I'm obsessed with those songs. I just think they're so beautiful. And also, the song I Can't Help But Wonder is a song that his son and him are singing to each other after seeing each other for the first time in 20 years. And it... the first time I listened to it, I was on the plane because I downloaded the soundtracks to listen to all the way through, and I was like listening to the lyrics, and the melody is so pretty. It moved me to tears. It's so beautiful. That's also my favorite song. I love that one too. But obviously I like Love in Paradise and Not Sorry for Loving You, but I also love when they go to the Underworld song, No Longer You, like those songs. Love. I love so many of them. It's honestly kind of shocking. There's so many songs too. But I am just a big fan. That's my new thing right now. I'm listening to
it. I can't believe you haven't
time.
Talked about it on here yet. That's why.
Yeah, that is kind of shocking, huh? Yeah. Well, I can't believe I forgot about that.
That's when I said, I was like, well, we have to do that one.
I'm listening to it all the time. I love it so much. I love musicals. And those ones are just they're so beautiful. The writing is so beautiful in them too. Big fan, love it. Sent it to Carrie. She loves it. Billy said he would watch it with me. He was like, that sounds really interesting. I want to watch it. And I was like, that's so sweet. Even if you're just excited that I'm excited.
Yeah, I love that. That's so fun.
Period. Love that.
Okay, this next one is also a Patreon question. This is from Emmy, and she asked, if you could eliminate one sign of choice, what would it be? And then she wrote, please don't say Aries. We like Aries people.
I'll just say Capricorns just to stick to my bit, because that's just what I always say. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I think it's just part of my bit. I have to keep doing it.
Okay.
But the last time I said it on Owen Thiel's podcast, that TikTok did pretty well. And
we talked about this in the last episode.
Yeah. Like, I just like, I'll just stick to my bit. But like, also like, guys, I don't care. It's okay. I love people of all astrological backgrounds. Mm-hmm. The real tea is like, I genuinely don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's okay. And Adam's a Capricorn, which follows through. I would get rid of him.
I think Cyrus is one too, aren't they? I feel like they're a Capricorn too.
I'm not sure. No, they're Scorpio, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, I think you're right.
Yeah.
We know someone else that's a Capricorn. I just can't think of it.
Yeah.
If I could eliminate one sign of choice, what would it be? Probably
Leos.
But I do love a lot of Leos. That's like the hard
part
for me.
That's what I'm saying.
I do love a lot of them. So
that's what I said. It's all fun and games.
Yeah. I just don't want to date another Leo. That's my thing. So
we'll see. There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Now we're moving to questions from people that sent them on our Instagram.
Yes.
So this first one is from Tatanea, and she asked, what is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done while gardening?
The most embarrassing thing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime I green out, it just feels so embarrassing.
Like, yeah, I think. Yeah.
Like, when I greened out in Dallas, that was embarrassing, but I was fine. But when I greened out when we smoked in my apartment and we're watching that It's Every Day, Bro cover, that I felt really embarrassing. But I wasn't even being weird. No, probably when we smoked the CBD joint in the meth pipe.
I don't even think any of those are weird. I just think they're funny.
Yeah, well, because you
it's an embarrassing what happened, I guess, is what I think. Like, when I think embarrassing, I think like I act a certain way in front of people I'm not comfortable acting that way in front
sure.
of. So like everything you're describing are in front of people that are safe, so yeah. It's like, other than at the Dallas show. Other than that one, yeah,
okay. I wasn't embarrassed though. I was like, fine.
Exactly,
yeah.
That's what I was just about to say. I'm not kidding, but like, you would think it would be like when I greened out at Disneyland, but I wasn't embarrassed at all. I just like genuinely thought I was going to die.
You're scared.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't going to die. And then once I was sure I wasn't going to die, I was fine.
Yeah, I agree.
That's but great. I was not embarrassed at all.
Yeah, I'm not very embarrassed. I'm always embarrassed. So I think that's why I don't have a good gauge. So.
And I'm never embarrassed.
Yes. No, so I agree. Like,
and I love that we talk about that so like weirdly, like. It's so like it like circles back every now and then of how like it really does take a lot to embarrass me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so specific what things that would embarrass me.
Sure.
But not things that you would think would embarrass me. Mm-hmm. Like when I fell, like that didn't embarrass me.
At the Barbie premiere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either time. But when they made me sit in the wheelchair. Yeah.
Or were yelling about getting the
medic.
Yeah.
Yelling about the medic. Yeah. Like that didn't embarrass me. Like,
sure.
Even my wig being off didn't embarrass me.
Okay.
But like, them like doing that and then him flirting with me, like, yeah, that embarrassed me. Mm-hmm. I was like, God, get out of my face. I'm having such an awful day already.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Like, I wasn't embarrassed about a lot of things, but I was embarrassed that my back was sweaty when that guy was taking out the mic.
Yeah.
On my shirt. That. But other shit happened that day that didn't embarrass me.
Yeah,
like when that photographer is being creepy and then I said something really mean and it made it really uncomfortable, I didn't get embarrassed. If anything, you want to hear something crazy?
Wait, can I say something about a photographer really fast?
Yeah.
I thought walking a carpet when they say no to you, I thought that would feel more embarrassing. It didn't even bother me.
Oh yeah, no,
I was just like, oh okay, and keep going.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
If you don't stop, I walk profile. Unless you stop me or I'm with someone who takes me, I won't stop.
Yeah.
No skin off my nose. Mm-hmm. Get to go sit down.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. Yeah, like carpets don't embarrass me ever really. Sometimes people ask me that about hosting. They're like, do you ever get embarrassed? I'm like, about what? You know what's funny too is, what was the last one I did? Billboard? I like wrote stuff down in the car on the way there. Because I was like, oh shit, I should probably write some stuff down. And then I wrote some stuff down. And I was like, yeah, it's good. And it was good. I think faith and locking in are keys.
Sure.
Just kidding.
This next question is from Liz. And she asked, what is your favorite Bob's Burgers season? Or do you have an episode that you like to rewatch? I haven't watched them enough to remember what seasons I liked every season. I know a lot of people are like, the first six are good and everything after that's bad. I love them all.
Yeah. I love them all.
But an episode that I like to rewatch.
I've been rewatching all of it constantly for months. So
there was one that you guys were rewatching. It was when Bob buys for Linda's for their anniversary. He buys her a new wedding ring because she never got like a real engagement ring.
Yeah.
And then the kids find it in the closet and they're playing around with it. And Gene tries it on. He can't take it off.
And they lose it at the water park. Yeah.
Any episode with, I think her name's Patty, the limousine driver, the lesbian. Yeah. Any episode with her makes me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
I really like that. Really that one's good. Really funny to me.
The one of my favorite ones is the one where Tina goes to horse camp.
That's a really good one.
And she's like partying with Jericho, her imaginary horse,
played by Paul Rudd.
That
one's really funny.
A stellar episode. They're all so good though. Yeah. I could never just pick one. Like
I know I'm trying to think right now and I can't think.
I am so glad that I found that as a comfort show because I was like, I'm locking with you for like 2 years, buddy.
Because there's still more to come.
I know, and it's just so, each episode is so different. It's so different. Sweet. It's
so ugh.
Love it. Obsessed with it. Also, team, I have bought the new Assassin's Creed game, but I haven't played it yet because I've been working so much. I have been working so much, team, it's not even funny. And I don't like to start new games when I'm in the middle of working a lot and traveling a lot, because then I'm like, then I gotta leave and I gotta come back and I gotta relearn everything. But we're getting there. Don't worry.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay. All right, guys, we're going to do two more. This next one's from Debony. And she asks, how well do you think y'all are faring in the Hunger Games? Or would you want to be like an ally? Someone you know or from the books?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. Like on some real shit.
What an ally like in while you're in the game?
Yeah, like be like a Finnick. Like someone who's like a good tool, but mostly charming. Like beyond anything. Can like blend with other groups and like make allies and shit. If I'm being real, team, I'm a Finnick. Like, if I'm being so real.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the showmanship. I'm going to riz everyone. Yeah.
I'm just so big dog, like, and athletic and, like, useful in that sense. And that's me being honest. And then on top of that, I'm effortlessly charming and beautiful. So I would say Finnick, if I had to pick, you can't copy me. Pick somebody else. You're BT.
Shut the fuck up. Why'd you say it like that? You're BT.
Like, you're just a big dork. I was like, you're a computer.
Not even, bro. I'm hanging nerd. Myself before I even get in there. I'm gonna take my own life. I'm not letting a bitch do that to me on TV.
You're a computer nerd. Like, that's just, like, what a stupid insult.
You're the dork of the group.
You're the one that wears glasses.
Even though you wear glasses. Shut up.
Let me think about you.
Am I Joanna? Is that her name?
No, you're not Joanna. I'm on some real shit, dog.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I made that name up. I didn't even know that was her name. I only know Katniss and Rue. I'm Rue. Just do that. I don't want to be anyone else.
I think you're a PETA, to be honest.
Sure.
I think that's more true to your spirit.
More of a pacifist in the
Well,
the
you're
arena.
Someone, he, everyone loves that dude.
Yeah.
They love him from the other districts, the sponsors. He's smart. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's like, you gotta fucking pretend with me, bitch. Fuck. Right? Like, he like locks in with her. He's smart. He's capable. He's strong. And he's like, witty, like he can think quickly.
Sounds like me. I'm
if I'm up. Being if I'm putting my eggs in the in a basket, it's that one for you.
Okay. And you think you're Finnick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like I'm because
he plays the game, like he knows that
I'm loyal.
Katniss won't play the game.
That's why, right? I said like I'm loyal to the game.
Sure.
I'm loyal to the streets and the streets alone
for the love of the game.
I'm loyal to the streets and the game, and because love my life is out of the picture. So I'm loyal to the streets alone. That's sure. it. And then it catches up with me.
Okay. Okay, this is the last one we're going to do. This is from, it says Kaylee Whaley. I'm just reading the name as is. And she said, how do we feel about certain names for the flowers? So when I first read this, I thought she meant literal flowers, but she's talking about like bud. She's like, for example, I've literally gotten one named Fat Gorilla Coochie, and it was really good.
Fat Gorilla Coochie.
We talk about this all the time. Like, why are the names, like, I go,
yeah,
what flavors do you have? Like, you can just say grape, peach, apple, but they have to go green goblin, guzzling grape,
sicko mode, sour apple.
What was the ones you were saying that one time? Did we do that on Patreon?
I forget. I know when we, I know we did it. I just forget what I said.
Like, you said cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Yeah, it's like, it's like pussy peach. What are we talking about? I don't want to say that.
It's too much.
Please don't make me say that to you.
They're like, oh, well, this strain comes from mother's milk. Don't just say things to me.
Well, okay, just wrap it up. I believe you, dude.
I'm reading on the edible bag what strain it is. Cause just say indica or sativa or hybrid. And it goes,
I know.
This one's an indica first hybrid born. Pussy pink mother's milk
and I,
creation.
And listen, and sometimes I want to say, hey, listen, no need to dig. You struck oil. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
No need. Hey, 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 hey.
I said yes.
Let's cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
I Ring that. It up, player. And I'll take three of them. Thank you very much. Like, that's really me at the dispensary.
Oh,
like,
I need to go to the dispensary so bad.
No, I went recently and I was like, period. But
I
like
to smoke my Canada pen.
When I went there, I literally was like, listen, dog, like, I trust me, I get it. All love to the game. I know you got to do the spiel.
Mm.
You have a buyer in me. You don't have to sell me. I'm in. My card's out. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, I felt
my. You said tap to pay. I said hurry. I said ring them up. Let's go.
I was already tapping my card.
I have places to go and people to see. You know what I'm saying? You got to trust me. Sold. Sold. 20% tip. Thank you very much. Have a great day. I promise.
I feel that.
But the dispensary I go to is so awesome. Everybody's so, so fucking cool. And everyone is so sweet and I love it. Big fan. Sick.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you buy Drew's book. Make sure you sign up for our Patreon. We just posted a bonus episode on there that was honestly so, there were parts in it that were so funny. I had to like bleep them out because there are things that we can't repeat on the internet, but holy fuck, dude, they're really funny. You guys should go watch it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Other than that, we love you and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.